Om Shanti. This is the slogan of the Murli of the 24th of April, 2019. The slogan, limited sanskaras cannot emerge in the hearts of those who have big hearts, even in their dreams. Limited sanskaras cannot emerge in the hearts of those who have big hearts, even in their dreams. Our hearts, I think most old souls, Brahmins as world mothers and ancestors of the human family, we all have very big hearts. So what limits our hearts, of course, is the residue left in our sanskaras that plays in our minds of past wounds, hurts, fears, limiting situations. So our hearts would otherwise naturally be very big and loving, and in fact they are, except it's covered by this residue, this dust, this dirt left by old body conscious sanskaras and experiences from the past. There's a story, I have three thoughts about this. One of them is a story about the Buddha I heard yesterday. Buddha and his disciples were walking through a forested land, and had been traveling for several days to the point that they had finished all of their water, and they needed to find a place to replenish the water they had and drink from it. So one morning they found a stream or a river of some kind of fresh water, and they went to fill their vessels, only to discover that a bullock cart had just passed through and all of the water was muddied from the mud at the bottom that had been stirred up by this heavy bullock cart that went through. So they couldn't drink the water. It was muddy. It was too dirty. It wouldn't have been drinkable. So they looked at the Buddha, all the disciples, and he said, "That's okay. We'll sit and wait." So they found a little clearing and they sat comfortably and meditated for a time. And one of the disciples got up and went to the river to see if the water had cleared, and it was still quite muddy. And he came back and reported, "No, we can't drink it yet. It's still not clear." "Okay," said the Buddha, "let's sit and wait." So they sat and they meditated and waited. A second disciple went, and same story, came back, "No, it's still muddy, we can't drink it yet." And finally, on the third try, the Buddha himself got up and went to the river and said, "Look, it's clear now, we can drink it now." So they filled their vessels, they drank their fill, and they carried on in their journey. And the lesson the Buddha was making clear to them was that this is very much, this river here is very much like our minds, that they are full of muddy stuff, of mud that's been churned around by emotions and experiences and our past. And so our minds are very unclear, like the river, because there's so much floating around, so much dirt floating around in it. So that was one of the thoughts, that what is in our mind, of course, on a daily basis, even if we're not aware of it, is the silt, the mud that has been churned up, that comes up on as a response to a stimulus in the world. And it finds itself floating around in our mind, and it influences us and limits our thinking, limits our capacity to love, because it's dirt, it's limiting. So this is one of the things. Our time spent sitting with Baba, and especially sitting. So we remember Baba throughout the day. We have conversations with Baba. We eat with Baba. We bring Baba with us into the karma we perform, thus becoming karma yogis. But the actual sitting and the burning away, the purifying, the cleansing of my mind, and the layers of dirt, the layers of buried mud in the soul, really only happens, or happens more quickly, more intentionally, more effectively, when I actually sit and I go into the seed stage and I allow Baba to wash away the mud that's in me of body conscious sanskaras. So this idea that the process, the journey we're on here as Brahmins, is this pilgrimage of remembrance. The more we remember Baba, the more we cleanse. And so it's a journey, and it doesn't happen immediately. And like the Buddha and his disciples, we sit and we wait and the mind clears. But the sanskar is clear, and like the mud in the river, they sort of settle to the bottom, because we know those sanskars will emerge next cycle, but for now, they can settle to the bottom. And when they do, my mind is clear of any limiting thought, feeling, emotion that would limit my big heart, my natural big heart. That was one thought that came to mind about today's slogan. The other was, there was a time, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, when Daddy Janki spoke a lot about cleaning the chit. We have to clean the chit. And the chit being the memory track in the soul, and a little bit like the browsing history on the computer, I'm told. So all day long we open different folders and files and documents and websites on the computer, and this leaves a trace, a trail in the browsing history. And at the end of the day, many people will clear their browsing history, or the end of the week, but they clear the browsing history to free the machine, the computer, to move more quickly to access new documents. So it slows it down to have all this stuff there. So Daddy was talking a lot about we have to clean our chit. So every day this mud gets stirred up inside of us. We take on energies from around us, from other people, from the stress or anxiety that the general public is feeling, from the news. And every day at the end of the day, or throughout the day, is a better practice. But Baba's also told us to do our chart every night before we go to bed. And this charting process is such a powerful tool for, because it's such a regular practice of cleaning the chit. Of course we want to do that throughout the day, but especially as a nightly practice before we sleep, and this is in relation to dreams, that we clear the chit, we clear the browsing history for the day. So whatever energy I've taken on in me that's maybe influenced me, affected me, I will know that because my mood has changed, or my own energy will be fluctuating or lower, and I have to notice that and then release it. At the same time, I have to check my conscience and clear it, because anything I've done in the day that is pinching at me, you know, it's a good news if my conscience is working and pinching me at the end of the day. When I do my reflection on the day, I can see, oh, there were moments when I didn't act in accordance with Baba Srimad. I did not act my highest and best self. And I need to face those moments, and they're like little knots in the soul, and I need to face it and sort of release the knot by giving it to Baba, by acknowledging that's what I've done, learning the lesson, what was that that provoked me, what sanskara operated there, and going to Baba to get the alternative. What is the replacement sanskara? What is it instead I need to feed in myself? So this act of cleaning the chit every day means that when I go to bed, my mind is clean. I finish with a pure thought about myself, possibly a memory of the day when I did act at my best or my highest, when I did, you know, perform karma, thoughts, words, or deeds, use my time in a way that Baba would be pleased with, so according to Baba Srimad, and have that thought as a feeling of self-respect for the soul, for the self, and then sit in Baba's lap, you know, join Baba from that highest consciousness in myself and join him before I sleep. And when I do that, my sleep is usually free from thoughts, from dreams. And I wake refreshed. I don't wake heavy. I wake refreshed and ready to go. I have a more fulfilling sleep. So this practice of charting, I think, is very connected to this slogan about, you know, with these big hearts that we have, these limited sanskars, unless we clear them intentionally and actively at the end of the day, then they will come with us into our sleep. So we bring Maya into our sleep, and therefore she acts up in our dreams. So that's another way that the dreams are affected. And then the final thought I'll share is, I had a dream recently, actually a couple weeks ago, and when I read this sanskar, I had this slogan, I had a little giggle because it was exactly what happened in my dream. It was Amritavela time, the alarm clock rang, I reached out to see what time it is. I don't know why, because I know it's 3:45 every morning, but I reached out and I looked, but I was half asleep still, and I was in a dream, a very compelling dream. I didn't know what the dream was at that moment, but I do remember just hitting the snooze button and going back to sleep. And then maybe I was now half awake, half asleep, so I was quite aware of the dream. And in this dream, I was in a battlefield, and it was very noisy, and it was dirty, and it was scary, and there was a lot of blood. And I was in the medic's tent, the medical tent, and I was with somebody, a woman, who was very severely injured on the battlefield by this war. And I was sitting next to her. There was a little lamp, and I was clearly my responsibility was to keep her alive. And I felt so responsible to keep her alive. And then the alarm went again. And I hit the snooze button immediately because I felt such a responsibility to help this woman stay alive. It was almost a panic in me that I had to do everything in my power to keep her alive. So back I went into my dream, into this medic's tent, where I was trying to keep this woman alive. The alarm went again. I may have hit it again. I don't remember how many times, but definitely it was a 15-minute delay. So I got to Amritavela 5-10 minutes after 4 a.m. But what a powerful Amritavela I had, because it was so obvious to me how Maya was playing in my dreams. And I had always thought Maya would be an indulgence in a vice. I guess I thought it would be eating, or like a sense pleasure experience is how I thought Maya would affect me in my dreams. But in fact, it was something that one could argue was a good thing. I was taking care of this person, but that's how she got me. That's how my dream affected me, was that I felt so compelled to stay in the dream that I was going to miss, you know, being at Amritavela on time. And I could see how dreams in particular are such, they create illusion. And I could not tell the difference on this half-wake, half-sleep stage that I was in. I could not tell the difference between the illusion of the dream and the reality of my desire to be with Baba at 4 a.m. and get up. So Maya affects us in our dreams, even those with big hearts, and that's because some limited sanskara, in my case, over-responsibility, a sense of duty, maybe the ego of thinking I and I alone could take care of this person, it was my job, attachment, you know, these ways perhaps, but limited sanskaras emerging in my heart, in my dream. So some of these were the thoughts that came to mind about this slogan, that just the faith that on an ongoing basis, because we know Baba, the river of my consciousness is being cleansed, and I am sitting in yoga and it is clearing itself. So that's just happening. My intentional part is to help that process along. I can clean the chit on a daily basis throughout the day and definitely before I sleep. And then the awareness that Maya can get us in our sleep, but it may not be the way I was thinking. And even then, how instructional was that? So it was a nice little learning laboratory. So again, limited sanskaras cannot emerge in the hearts of those who have big hearts, even in their dreams. Om Shanti.